Hello, everyone. So let's start this. It is April 27, and which means it's King's Day in the Netherlands. And so I'm wearing a little bit of orange because orange is like the Dutch color. So good morning, everyone. And if you're hello, Ivana and Rania. So if you're here in the group, say hi. And if you're in the Facebook group, then hello. And hello, Andrea. So what we are going to do, what we are going to do today is I want you to connect to your big dream because, hello, Alice. Once your dream is out there, hold on, let me get this. Once you're completely clear about your dream, things become much easier. But it's not just if we only go for the dream and we forget where we are right now, we deny our feelings of sorrow, our feelings of loss, our feelings of what will happen next to me. What will happen to the world? All those feelings, we deny them. We deny ourselves a very valuable lesson to get to know ourselves and to be with those feelings. So if we go straight for the positive and we forget that there are deeper other feelings of desire and loss and everything within us, it's like we're only going for something that feels fake. Let me know if you recognize that. So in order to go to the dream, we need to go a little bit deeper within ourselves. It's like we sink deeper within ourselves to really be with our feelings and whatever those feelings are. So if you are in, yes, I completely agree. And yes, says. So I guess it's something we all feel. So I want you to sit, make yourself comfortable, or like me, put your little blanket over your knees, for instance, and just oops, while you're doing that, sorry, I need to get this out of the way. While you do that, honor all your feelings. And so there might be all kinds of distractions. Make your world really, really small. And it's really get into your bubble. So can you see that painting over there? It's that kind of bubble. It's like a very beautiful protective bubble that protects you. And just sit there and you can close your eyes and feel. Just explore what's there. Maybe it's feelings of stress. Maybe you can hear your family and you feel like, oh my God, I wish they were all gone and I was all by myself. Maybe you're annoyed. Maybe you think, I wish I wasn't here. I just want to be somewhere else. Just explore all those feelings. Maybe you're afraid. Just really feel it. Just feel it. feel it. It's in your shoulders and in your heart. It's in your stomach. It's in your mind. All those feelings of, I don't know what's going to happen next. Just be with the feelings. Don't push them away. Just feel them. And feel in your body where those feelings are. So maybe there is this sort of a pressure in your temples. Oh, because you've been thinking too much. You've been trying to think your way out of this situation. Just feel. Maybe there is a tension in your heart around the ideas of money and health and your future. Just feel them in your heart. Maybe there is a tightness in your throat because you want to express yourself, and there is a reason why you cannot express yourself. Feel it. Maybe there's a feeling of nausea, or a sort of faintness, of a sort of numb feeling of fear for whatever. Everything is possible. Maybe nothing is possible. All those feelings, they are all in your stomach. Just breathe. Take a deep breath in. Really be with all those feelings. Maybe there is this tightness in your pelvic area because for any sort of reason, you feel that you cannot be totally there because you feel you're not doing a good enough job. Maybe you feel you don't work hard enough. Maybe you're upset because your website is still not up, or you still haven't done something that you thought you would have done and it's not there. And now you feel like a failure, or maybe you're angry, or whatever it is. Just feel it. Sink into the feeling. It's okay to feel like this. It is not going to destroy you. It's not going to destroy you. You are still here with all the feelings. Now put a little bit of a smile on your face, because you're sitting here with all those feelings and you're still here. That means something. It means something. Honor the feeling, honor the emotion that you are capable of being with all those emotions, all those fears, all those feelings of discomfort, and you're still here. I just give you a minute to be with all those feelings and keep this little sort of smile around the corners of your mouth. Take a deep breath in. And give yourself a mental applause. Just keep your eyes closed. Give yourself like a pat on the shoulders or hug yourself. Just put your arms around you and hug yourself for the fact that you are able to be with all the feelings, to sink into the feelings, to really experience everything without pushing it away. How awesome is that? This is training, everyone. And you're doing really well. So really hold yourself tight. And imagine that I'm giving you a really, really, really big hug. Because you're doing this. And you're awesome. And you're amazing. And you are loved. And you are not alone. You're with us. Ah, take a deep breath and keep your eyes closed and just stretch a little bit. Stretch a little bit. Now, in your mind's eyes, like on a mountain, straight in front of you, see your dream. And maybe your dream is having a lot of money. Make it fully clear. See that amount of money in front of you. Maybe your dream is opening a shop somewhere, online or offline, and people are actually waiting for you. They want to buy from you. Maybe you can see yourself standing on a stage. Maybe you bought a house. Maybe you found the love of your life. Maybe you become a mother, a grandmother, an aunt. Maybe you found friends. Any dream goes. But picture that really high mountain in front of you. And the dream is on top of that mountain. Don't move yet. Just know that the dream is on the top of that mountain. Even if you cannot see it yet, it's there, I promise you. Now I want you to bring all those feelings you just experienced. You don't need to shed them. You don't need to let them go. It's okay. It's okay to feel nauseous about what's happening right now in the world and having a really, really big dream. You don't need to be pure and clean. It's just part of you. Just pick it up and walk to the mountain. And make it the easiest way up. You don't have to stumble and crumble. Maybe there is a super easy pathway or stairs. Maybe there's an elevator. Maybe there's a lift just for you. Make it easy. Make it super easy. Build the biggest escalator ever. Go to the top of the mountain. Now see the scenery is changing. You move forward. You're going to the top of the mountain. Look around. The trees are changing. There are no houses anymore. It's a really, really high mountain. Maybe there's snow up there. Oh, and now you're at the top of the mountain. Now get out of the escalator or the lift or your super easy pathway. Maybe you've been flying up there. Maybe a helicopter brought you. And just now go and you're in front of your dream. In front of your dream. You can see it in front of you. Now I want you to take one big step and get in the center of your dream. Be the person in your dream. Take a big step. Go. Now look around you. And I give you like 1 minute, 2 minutes of complete quietness where you look around to your dream. So I'll be completely silent and I'll let you know when the 2 minutes is gone. You've got one more minute to be in the dream. Really feel everything, see everything, observe everything. One more minute. Now, while you are in your dream, with your eyes closed, I want you to check in your body. Just go back to your temples, your eyes, feel what's left in your throat, in your heart, the tightness. Just do a little bit of a checkup. How does it feel? Is it lighter? Do you feel you're in a different reality? Can you feel that both realities are equally real? And do you just realize that by being completely honest with yourself, it was super easy to see your dream? Now take one last look at your dream. And get back from that mountain. Step onto your super easy escalator. Get in the helicopter. Maybe you got a pair of wings and you can fly down, all the way down back to the valley where you live with all the other people. Maybe you can feel there's a smile on your mouth and the lightness in your face. Just fly home. Come back to you right now. And I want you one more time, acknowledge all your feelings. The feeling of you being able to have a really, really big dream. And to be with all those feelings. And to be still alive and breathing and a beautiful human being and a magnificent woman. Honor yourself for that. And know that you are able to make that dream come true, because you've seen it. You can be with it. Now take a deep breath in and open your eyes and do a little bit of a stretch. And if you like, share how you're doing and share the dream. Like really like own it. It's this is my dream. This is where I work for. Let me know. Let me see if there's anything in the group right now. Ella said, I saw myself on a stage singing with my favorite musicians. That's beautiful, Alice. And here's the good thing. If you can see it, you can make it happen. These little meditations are great, right? I was so happy that I started to cry. Actually, me too. And Elise said, I'm an international best-selling author and speaker. Oh, yes, you sure are. And Nadia said, that felt so good. You're very welcome, Nadia. And do you see, by the way, how hardwired we are for struggle? And so when I thought, let's just make it easy, let's just get on an escalator or take the lift, or let's stop the struggle. So what I really want you to know is that you can be with that dream, and that it's not necessary to push out all the feelings of discomfort we are feeling the entire day. You do not need to be 100% super positive, because nobody is 100% super positive the entire day. We go like this, and that is okay. It's completely okay to feel like shit one moment, and then the next moment it's much better. And still you move forward to persevere, to be there, to be on that stage, to sing with your favorite musicians, to find the love of your life, to have the house, to make the money, and to really, really do it. Okay? Um, Okay, so I'm a famous architect with clients around the world and a beautiful house and garden in Berlin and at the Scharmützelsee, which is where we're going, right? Okay, we're all going to visit Kirsten in Berlin in 2 years or 1 year. I want you to all take a deep breath in and really, really acknowledge yourself like, I'm awesome. Just go for it. Hey, I'm ready. I'm fresh. I can do this. I'm amazing. I am not the only one who wants to change the world. I am not the only one who has really big dreams. And I'm going to persevere and make it happen. And now, if you're smart, after just right now, keep the bubble small and within you, like really like this, and get a pen and a paper and write down what you saw and then start figuring out how to actually make it happen. And so if your dream was, let's say your dream was, I want to be on the big stage, then start figuring out the easiest way, not the most difficult way, to get on that stage. So what do you need to do? What's your next step? What is the little thing that you can do? And then write at least 10 ways to get you on that on that stage, or 10 ways to write a book and get it published, and write it in your journal, or draw it or something. Okay, it was fun. It's not completely like I promised. Like I said, we do a silent meditation, but I prefer this. I would really like you to share with me if you prefer like these short 30 minutes sessions as well, because I really, really love doing this. So oh, as Stephanie said, my dream looks so good, a beautiful house with really big gardens, a place where everyone can come together to dance, make music and art, lots of friends and children everywhere. I speak and travel and teach. I got so lost in my dream. Yes, I love that. It's beautiful. So we're going to dream bigger, okay? Can you like make like a vow to yourself? I am going to dream really, really, really big, like hugely big. Like, how the fuck do I dare to dream that big? Big, okay? Give me a yes. Like, I'm in. Let's make a pact, everyone. And I got a yes, and from Radia and from Alice, and then we. And the young guy said it was great. So make a pact, right? Let's do this, everyone. I wish you a beautiful day. I love you all. And you are all in my dream. Do you realize that? Is that awesome? You really, I'm completely awake again. So thank you for doing this with me. Okay. Bye, everyone. Have a great day.